Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, know, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. It's, of course, till 1 o'clock CMB. They'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're coming to you live and in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at my favorite store, ShopRite. My wife will be there today. Bro.
Yo.
How are you?
I was hoping the game would have been better last night.
Well, I watched the first half of the game. I knew at halftime they were up 31-14, Pittsburgh. They were not losing.
No.
And this was a game where the game starts out, if you watch the game last night, appealing matchup. Here you got the 6-2 Carolina Panthers. They've been red hot against the 5-2-1 red hot Pittsburgh Steelers. And you figure out this is going to be a real good game. And the game starts out with Carolina going right down the field for a touchdown. McCaffrey was unbelievable in the drive, running it, eventually catching a touchdown pass. Panthers are up 7-0. It's going to be a good game. Great. First play from scrimmage, if you didn't see it, is a 75-yard touchdown pass and run from Roethlisberger to Juju Schuster, Smith-Schuster. So now it's a 7-7 game. Okay, all right, let's go. Let's settle in. And then the Panthers did a very jet-like thing. Had a nice kick return to get to maybe the 35-yard line, something like that. But, of course, there's a penalty. So they go back to the 13-yard line. And then Cam, T.J. Watt, who had a great game. Him and Bud Dupree were in the backfield the whole game. Oh, that's it.
They pressured him all night.
Oh, my God. And he throws one up for grabs. I don't know. I thought he was throwing it to Greg Olsen, it looked like to me. And, of course, was it Williams? Picks it off, takes it in for a touchdown. And, you know, I know they cut it at one point to 24-14 Carolina, but never did you think for a minute Pittsburgh was not winning the game.
Mainly because Ben Roethlisberger just picked them apart.
Oh, my God. He had more touchdowns than incompletions.
He had one of his performances we've ever seen. He's put together a Hall of Fame career.
Of course.
You just look at what he did last night. So they just couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him at all. But on the other side, you talk about the Cam pick six, and we ended up seeing this a lot throughout the first half of this game. They were pressuring Cam
Constant.
Newton all over the place.
He was under siege the entire game.
All over the place.
No doubt
and
about
when
it.
You look at this slate of Week 10 games, there were only two games coming in. Now there's only one left where there are two teams above 500 facing each other. Everything else features either.
What's that? Bengals Saints, right?
That's it. That's the
right,
one.
Right.
Along with, obviously, Pittsburgh Carolina, which
right,
is in your rearview
right,
mirror now
right,
after the 52-21 victory. The rest of the week.
I think the most points the Steelers have put up since 84, if I saw that correctly.
Yeah, I think so. And, well, what a performance. Do they even need Le'Veon Bell at this point?
Nah, they don't need him.
But the rest of the week is very mediocre compared to last week. There were a couple of interesting things out of this game. Number one was the Eric Reid hit.
I did not see the Eric Reid hit. I was out by that point.
Well, I think a lot of people were, because at the point of the game where that occurred, it was late third quarter, it was 38-14. So the game is essentially over. And I don't know if this is a closer game or if it's earlier in the game if Reid gets ejected for it, because there's no doubt there's a penalty. he went and hit Ben as he was sliding. And he actually didn't make helmet-to-helmet contact. He made shoulder-to-helmet contact. And then I think what adds to it, and this is a good thing, by the way, if you're a Steeler fan, was how ticked off the Steeler offensive line was, and it started a mini brawl, if you will, protecting their quarterback, which is exactly what you want to see.
Right,
it's exactly
right,
what you want to see.
Right.
But I don't know if it's a close game and if it's earlier in the game, if you're ejecting him for it. And there's a fine line between, okay, that's a 15-yard penalty. Fine, I think we'd all agree with that, to we're going to throw this guy out of the game. And I just think because of where we were in the game, it was easy to say, you know what, let's just throw him out of the game. You know,
yeah,
why
right,
let
right,
things
right,
escalate?
Right.
But Ben wasn't even that annoyed because Ben gets up quickly, doesn't do anything, mainly because he's got his offensive line attacking Eric Reed. And then afterwards, him and Eric Reed kind of give each other a fist bump. So Ben wasn't all that annoyed about it, but it was definitely late. It was definitely a little dirty. I just don't know if he picks up an ejection if it's a different game.
I understand what you're saying. If it's any kind of a close game.
Yeah. The other thing is, if I'm a Steeler fan, I don't think I want Le'Veon Bell back.
No, why would you? Now, Connor, I just saw. I didn't realize Connor's in concussion protocol.
Oh, wait. Now I do want Le'Veon Bell back.
he is. I'm just throwing it out there. He is, yeah.
Yeah, that is a concern. But
right,
the Bell factor that you have to keep in mind is, first of all, the Steelers are playing great football, right?
They are.
They have really turned things
now,
around.
Was it five in a row for them, I think?
Yeah,
I think it's five straight.
And if the Saints can help them out this week and they can really take control of that division at 6-2-1 and put the Bengals two games back, if Cincinnati loses to New Orleans, we'll see. If Cincinnati can keep pace, all right, we got a different story. But the locker room's got to be ticked off. They were ticked off initially when Le'Veon Bell didn't show up. And so you have to wonder if he does come back, how that locker room is going to take to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, look, I mean, if Connor's all right, I mean, the guy's having an unbelievable year. I mean, look at the numbers this guy's putting up. And they're winning. I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's the key.
I mean, you know, they haven't missed a beat with Le'Veon Bell. So,
no.
At this point, you would think he'd only be a disruption coming back. I mean, you would think so.
I don't know what it does to his value next year, assuming the Steelers decide not to franchise tag him and he is a true free agent. But one of the reasons why I think running backs have had a tough time getting paid is that we look at them and say they're easily replaceable.
They're almost interchangeable parts with these guys, no matter how good they are.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter.
And so for that, him not showing up has only added to that because of what Connor has done and what the Steelers have done.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't mean there won't be a team, whether it's the Jets or somebody else, that says, hey, he's Le'Veon Bell. He's a great talent. I'm going to go give him a lot of money. So he still may get his money. But what's happened with Pittsburgh, especially over the last 5 weeks, and really all year with the kind of year Connor's had, has only reinforced that.
Yeah.
No, that guys like that are replaceable.
Yep. No, there's no doubt about it. I'm mixed on Le'Veon Bell to the Jets. I have moments when I say, yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. And I have moments when I say, I don't know if I want to get involved with him. That's me.
It's tough because I think when you look at what the Rams have done so well in developing Jared Goff and what the Bears have tried to do in developing Mitchell Trubisky, and certainly in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, those three guys have weapons.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
And when you want to develop a young quarterback, you got to give him those weapons. And so say one thing about Le'Veon Bell. Will he come into a Jet locker room, any other locker room, and be a distraction? I don't know if he will. If he has a contract, he's going to be happy, at least for the time being. Right? Isn't that really what this is all about?
I feel if you brought him in – the first year, I think you're getting him, focused and at the top of his game. Mm-hmm. I think the first year you will, because I think at that point he's, all right, I got something to prove again now, even though he got his deal. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
After that, I wonder.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? After that, I'd be concerned about it.
Especially if he has a big year or two and then says, okay, I want another new contract.
Right. That's right.
We saw that with Revis at times.
That's exactly right.
So. That's the thing. I just believe that you've got to position these young quarterbacks in the best position to succeed. And one of the biggest problems Sam Darnold has run into, and hopefully we're going to see him against the Patriots. And I got to tell you, I don't know how you feel, and maybe your view will change on this. I don't know. I really don't care what Josh McCown does on Sunday. I want Sam Darnold against the Patriots.
Oh, no, I agree with that. No, I'm totally agree.
Even if McCown throws five touchdown passes?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, he's got to play. I want to see Sam play against the best. Look, they're not going anywhere. It's not like they're in a playoff run. You know, I mean, there's no shot.
I'm worried at 4-6. Let's say they beat the Bills.
Yeah, no, I could see it, too.
Because what did you tell me yesterday when I said I want Davis Webb to play?
Trying to win games.
Okay, so if McCown goes out there and plays telling me Todd Bowles wouldn't want Josh McCown to be the quarterback?
Would it surprise me? Absolutely not. But to me, you got to play Donald. I want Donald to go up against Belichick right away.
Of course.
See what it is? I don't care if he throws five picks in a game. Go out there and get the experience of playing against them. I mean, let's be real.
That's still what this season is about.
Of course.
It's about the experience of Sam Darnold. I know that when you're 4-6, and I'm not just saying assuming the Jets are going to win this game, but for this discussion, let's take the leap of faith that they do win this game and McCown plays well.
We still don't know who's playing quarterback yet. I guess Allen could still play. Right?
I think it's probably going to be Nathan Peterman.
Yeah.
Well, as of now.
Like, what I've read, it sounds like it,
I mean,
but
Allen
it's not definite yet.
No, I think Derek Anderson, no, because he's still in the protocol.
Right.
Allen practiced, I think, a little bit, but it still looks like it will be Peterman, and the Jets have to basically convince themselves that Nathan Peterman's a capable quarterback so that they're, you know, inspired to stop him.
You have to do that.
Don't let the Jet defense be the team Peterman figures
Brandon
it out against.
Brandon Copeland, who I'm starting to really like more and more, who, you know, has really emerged as a pretty good player. A guy went to Penn. He's an Ivy League guy. He said it right. You know, he pretty much, kind of said it. He said, we're not in a position right now to be take anything lightly. What can we take lightly?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it was good. It was good to hear, you know, a guy say that. You know what I mean?
Well, and you know what else? And he said this too, and it's so true. And it, you know, you may think it's a cliche to say, "Well, the guy's in the NFL," but what I mean by that is anybody is capable of giving that big time, crazy, out of nowhere performance.
Anybody. One game.
And here's
I agree.
Here's a great example of it for the Giant fans. The quarterback you're facing on Monday.
Yep.
No one knew who he was last week.
Yep.
Now, could that be the beginning of something for him, maybe? Or maybe it's the one moment in his career where he's going to shine, and this week against the Giants, he's going to throw four interceptions.
And remember, because he played, you know, maybe what I think right now is probably the worst team in the NFL, which is the Raiders. So he played them.
Sure.
And now you're playing another team who may be just a little bit above what the Raiders are, but not much.
Right.
So how much are you really getting, you know, what are you really getting out of that? I don't know.
And you just don't know whether anybody is in the NFL is capable of anything at any moment. And one thing that's bothered me, and I know it's bothered you over the last few years with the Jets, specifically in the Bulls there, and certainly it's been there before that, is what this team does after success.
Right. Oh,
now,
it's been terrible.
They haven't had win success, but from a defensive standpoint, they played really well against the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
I don't want to see them go out there against Nathan Peterman and let that be Peterman figuring it out and the best game he has in his career.
Look, this, if the Jets lost this game, okay, you could not. It would be as bad as it gets. It would look. I don't think there's any question. Bowles is going to be gone anyway. But it would. A loss Sunday would seal Bowles' fate.
Well, you know what?
That would be the end of it.
Here's the way I look at it. Because I heard someone call up Boomer and Geo this morning and say, you know, Todd Bowles here. This could be for his career as Jet coach. No, it's not. Because I think he's already gone.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it would take.
This would just be the topper on the topper.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
Right.
It's a no-win situation.
Right. Right.
Because realistically, after the bye, let's say they win this game and they survive it.
No, you got the Patriots next, and what, they play Tennessee after that?
At Tennessee, at Buffalo, the Texans on that Saturday game, and then how about these two games?
Green Bay, New England.
Yeah. So the only way I think that Todd Bowles would be able to save his job is if they go on some kind of really surprising run in their final six games, and I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see how it's
so happened. I don't think this is a game in which Todd Bowles can save his Jet career. I think it's already on the outs.
No, I don't think there's any doubt
but
about it.
But you're right. If you somehow lose at home to
that's
the
just
Bills,
the topper of the topper.
One thing, though, about Buffalo.
That would get, I tell you, I don't think they would do it, but going into the bye week, if they lost to Buffalo, you could see where a team, and I'm not saying the Jets would do it, would then get rid of the coach and say, that's it, you're out.
During the season?
After the After a loss like that going into the bye?
As bad as it
going into
be,
the bye.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I mean, I think there were teams that might do that in a situation.
I think there were teams that would do it, and I think teams in a different situation with a different coaching staff would do it. I just don't think there's a replacement already
that's
on
the
this
problem.
Team.
There is nobody there to really even be an interim coach here.
And one thing about Buffalo, I know they gave up 41 points last week to the Bears. Their defense is not bad. They have
a lot of that was on, interception return.
A lot of it is offense.
How many defensive touchdowns did they get?
But they get pressure on the quarterback. That's one thing about them. So I don't think this is going to be a cakewalk for the Jet offense, that's for sure. But no matter what Josh McCown does on Sunday, I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter.
I want a healthy Darnold week 12 against the Patriots.
Completely agree. Darnold's got to play. There's no, look, he might still be the backup for this game, which tells you that the injury is not that bad. Which tells you, if he's the backup for this game, you know what it tells me, bro? It tells me he's really not that hurt. He could play if the game really mattered, And it just gives them an excuse to say, you know what, we want the kid to sit for a week and watch.
I kind of agree with that. There was a game earlier this year, I think it was a Tennessee game, in which Mariota was hurt, didn't play, but was the backup.
Right.
And ended up coming into the game anyway.
Right. Remember that game,
so
yes.
So I kind of agree with you on that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.